Our Mutual Friend by Charles Dickens. Book 1, The Cup and the Lip. Chapter 1, On the Lookout. In these times of ours, though concerning the exact year there is no need to be precise, a boat of dirty and disreputable appearance, with two figures in it, floated on the Thames between Southwark Bridge, which is of iron, and London Bridge, which is of stone, as an autumn evening was closing in. The figures in this boat were those of a strong man with ragged, grizzled hair and a sun-browned face, and a dark girl of 19 or 20, sufficiently like him to be recognisable as his daughter. The girl rowed, pulling a pair of sculls very easily, the man with the rudder lines slack in his hands and his hands loose in his waistband kept an eager lookout. He had no net, hook or line, and he could not be a fisherman. His boat had no cushion for a sitter, no paint, no inscription, no appliance beyond a rusty boat-hook and a coil of rope. And he could not be a waterman. His boat was too crazy and too small to take in cargo for delivery. And he could not be a lighterman or river-carrier. There was no clue to what he looked for, but he looked for something with a most intent and searching gaze. The tide, which had turned an hour before, was running down, and his eyes watched every little race and eddy in its broad sweep as the boat made slight headway against it, or drove stern foremost before it, according as he directed his daughter by a movement of his head. She watched his face as earnestly as he watched the river, but in the intensity of her look there was a touch of dread or horror, allied to the bottom of the river.